All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. It is May 24th on this day, and I pray wherever you are that you are well and that the sun is shining on you and that you are experiencing grace upon grace. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about the life of Jesus and how Jesus stayed attuned to emotions. We are all emotional beings, and yet at times it seems like we've wanted to clean up Jesus and not really draw close to the emotional Jesus. But let me tell you something. Jesus said the truth will set you free, and one of the truths is that Jesus was intense, raw, and emotional. And he was able to express his emotions in unashamed and unembarrassed freedom to others. He put that out there. He let people know where he was. And he did not repress or project his feelings onto others. That was part of living in truth. And so we want to read this story of Jesus, the stories that you pick up as your Bibles are open. I hope your Bibles are open and you're always digging in and trying to connect deeper with God's word. But as we dig in, we see that Jesus had the full range of human emotion throughout his earthly ministry. And I want to give you a couple examples of that. In John chapter 11, it says he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. In Luke chapter 19 and in John chapter 11, it says he wept at the gravesite of Lazarus and over the city of Jerusalem. He wept. He was moved in spirit. He was disturbed. Tears flowed from his face. He did not cover that up or turn away or hide and say, I just need to show strength. No, he was vulnerable there. In Mark chapter 10, it said he was angry with his disciples. You better believe it. At times angry, red-faced. He was furious at the crass commercialism in the temple. In John chapter 2, that's when you read the story that he overturned the tables and it says he had a whip driving people out. Get out of my father's house. He didn't just go around with a whistle and blow the whistle and say, can you please move along? No, it says he overturned tables. In Matthew chapter 8, it says he showed astonishment. In Luke chapter 22, he had an emotional longing there to be with the 12 disciples is what it says. In Matthew 20 and in Mark 1 and Luke 7, it said he had compassion for widows, lepers, and blind folks. In Luke 23, he was able to communicate and live forgiveness, true forgiveness, the wrestling through of what forgiveness is to look like in relationship. And in Matthew 4, it says he was able to resist temptation and stay true to his character. Now, Jesus did all of that because I think he was doing the hard work of having a deep understanding of who he was, what he was created to be, but also his identity and where he comes from, and that God was at work in and through his life. And so he was highly aware of the emotions that he had, but he was also highly aware of the emotions of everyone around him. There is an intelligence, a contextual intelligence, a relational intelligence, an emotional intelligence there. And you can see throughout the Gospels in those stories how he was continually discerning what was below the surface of people's actions and then how he responded to that. And so one of the ways of diffusing some of that violent reaction that could be directed at him, he would often tell a story or a parable, right? He'd witness to something that was going on and he'd invite people in to say, I want you to see yourself within this story. And as they wrestled with that, again, they had to become owners. Why am I feeling what I'm feeling? Why am I experiencing what I'm experiencing? What am I to do with that? And how do I put that to play in life with those around me. And I think consistently we see Jesus seeking to take people below the surface of a reaction to something so that they could be transformed from the inside out, that they could have a new way of life. So on this day, I ask you about your vantage point of those things. And how do you understand your emotional system, your emotional reactions? How do you grow to new ways of depth and maturity as you wrestle through some of those hardships and ways of understanding or ways of being in the world? And what do you want to do with that? Well, look, open up the Bible, read the story of Jesus, and learn. Learn from him that he did not repress those feelings, nor did he, though, project those feelings onto others. And I think by doing that, when Jesus says the truth will set you free, this is a new way of saying understand yourself and others, go deeper, because through that relationship can be experienced and formed, and you can have a healthy way about you as you live out there in the world. So church, may you be motivated by Jesus and his full range of human emotions and how he lives so that you too can live as he did. All right, be well. Good day.